Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Gentlemen, have this foster dog. Did we talk about this on the minute we first posted it at quarantine?
Yeah, you already did.
You just said you had one. You just said.
Well, he's
you
been
had
around
one.
A little bit. He's an older dog, and he just got leg surgery to get a tumor taken
Does
off.
Does he have a name?
His name is Cholito.
Cholito.
And so, the surgery.
Yeah, basically, he ripped his staples out with his mouth.
On purpose.
Yes.
When? Last night.
So he had to go. So this is the second time.
Why didn't you give him a cone?
Well, we had one on him, and then he went to sleep, and we're like, let's take it off of him, give him a little relaxation, and then
we come
in there, and his 10 minutes later, and his wound is open,
blood
half an inch.
Blood.
There's only. I'll show you pictures. You want pictures? I got pictures.
No, I really fucking don't. Why the hell would I want pictures? No. You're a bad dad. Sorry.
No, I'm not a bad dad. But anyway, the point is,
the dog is older than you in dog years, but not by much.
Yeah, he went back today to get another surgery. That means they had to knock him out again. So he's really loopy, and they did stitches this time and put a cone on him like they're supposed to. I don't know why they didn't do that the first time.
Thank you.
But you said they did put a cone on him.
They gave us a cone. The old owner gave us a cone, or the first person to help him. But we had to tell him. We're like, make sure you put the cone on before he wakes up, because he just he won't let you do it. He'll try to gnaw your arm off. He doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah, dogs don't like things being put around their neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's pissed right now. He's
he doesn't have any teeth.
He's an old dog. He's like, we're just trying to help him get back to level and health wise, and then hopefully somebody will adopt him that has a little piece of land that he can spend the rest of his days flourishing.
You could put out like a putting green, Jeremy, in Seltzer King Studios for him to run.
That's true. He's taken over Seltzer King. He loves it.
I bet he likes Seltzer King Studios.
Although it is 85 degrees right now in Seltzer King Studios.
So I think you need to boost that fan.
So you guys aren't missing out anything.
No, we're. Just
this is the way. This is the new way of the Danny and Mike podcast, which is to always be separate.
This is the lucky way of the Danny and Mike podcast.
No, that's not true.
Let's get the show started for real. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Always.
And below me, that's weird. Mr. Do. Danny.
Below me, Danny.
Please
Tamborelli.
Do.
Please
below me, Danny Tamborelli.
Just say it.
Anytime.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning
for
in
price.
To this quarantine edition podcast episode. You got a dog update. We're all stuck in our houses. We're changing our backgrounds here to try to keep it light. I like that. Oh, you guys would like this.
Do you know who that
I do.
Is?
Not only do I know what that is, I've been obsessed with the Mollusk. I've been listening to the Mollusk on repeat for like 2 weeks.
I would say that's a good thing.
Somebody's getting into Ween.
Yeah,
that's
I would
a good
say
one.
Ween's the Mollusk album is a good thing to get into, except during a quarantine. maybe it's the right time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the right time. But thanks just because you said that, Jeremy. A little something.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so I've been really getting to that.
Gosh, he's fast on his fingers. He's going to take your job, Jeremy. Look how quick he is.
So why haven't I been doing all these fact checks over the years? You seem to be doing just fine.
Because Mike enjoys having somebody do his dirty work for him.
No, you guys rag on me for being on my phone when we do the pod, but you really can't do shit about it now.
No, we don't mind that. You're probably not doing much because Liverpool ain't playing.
It's true. There's no soccer. And that's a good thing. What do you call it? The coach of Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, came out for a game recently. And as always, there's those people leaning over the stands to get high fives. Mm. And he goes, "Put your hands away, you fucking idiots." I was like, really? This is like a while ago now, you know, over a month ago. But it's both the height of hubris and I'd say reasonableness as a Liverpool fan to say that they should not have played that last game against Atletico Madrid, where they lost and got knocked out of the Champions League for this year, which is canceled.
Why? They were holding out to play one more game.
The game shouldn't have been played. 3,000 people came. 2,000 people? I don't want to explode. Several thousand. 2,000 people came from Madrid when Madrid was otherwise in lockdown and shit like that, and came to Liverpool, and you know, they can show that it led to this many cases of COVID-19 and then death from that. Insane. just for a fucking soccer game. Yeah. So yeah, the video departments are doing just fine right now, stringing the old classics together and finding unearthing some pearls for us. So get the fuck over it. Stop complaining about your fucking sports
and your hair. Did you see there was a woman today that said she needed a haircut. She hadn't had a haircut since the thing started, and her roots were starting to show. And this woman did a YouTube video.
You saw the gal go in.
Amazing.
You saw the gal go in.
It was a TikTok. Yeah.
It just wasn't realistic with the size of those roots that she had been, you know, she had been quarantining for a while.
Right.
If that were the case. I prefer to think that she had been quarantining since
last
Halloween.
It's not good to give extra. It's not good to give extra, you know, push to these people, but I did enjoy that.
It's I don't understand it. I don't understand why you can be. We don't have to go into this, but it's just like why is protesting okay now and not when Colin Kaepernick?
And also, there's abortion rights. There's all sorts of things that are screwed because people are.
We're stuck in between,
you know. Because people don't understand what they actually want unless it affects them in some stupid way.
In between a rock and a hard place deliberately because governments are not doing the right thing to fill in the gap that's been caused by their own actions.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I obviously we're here to entertain and we don't want to bum out the world. But,
yes.
You're talking.
We're not going to bum anybody out.
You're talking in front of the
out.
Mollusk,
don't worry.
You weirdo.
I know, dude.
The majority of the people who live in New York are doing what they're supposed to be doing because it's smart and it's preventing death and other things. And people who have property and houses and fucking picket fences and plenty of room are bitching about not being able to get their fucking hairs done. It's pretty disheartening. It's like we live in a place that has a much smaller means in terms of how people live, and we're doing it on a mass scale, and other people can't be bothered because it affects their personal thing, and it's just disgusting. So hope we didn't lose some listeners, but if we did, then, you know, whatever.
Let's get them.
Yourself.
Let's get them back with a little sympathy. With a little sympathy play. Let's get them back with a little sympathy play. Jeremy, give me some meds. Give me some meds updates.
Oh, I feel like we just did one.
I would say
we just
but
did
I would
one.
Say like,
we just did a med. With med
I
update.
I know, but in light of this new, no, you can't get away from it now. Exactly. In light of this listening to Ween development, I think we have to re-examine your antidepressant dosage and choice.
No, it's honestly.
You did wake up. You did wake up at 1:30 p.m.
and immediately
afternoon.
Put on the mollusk. That's like that's a flag, dude. I don't know what color that flag is, but it's flag. It's flaggy.
Oh, no.
I'm waving my dick in wind.
I remember, man.
It's a great album.
I told you, I've had my time listening to it on headphones, riding my bike. It was a good time.
Yeah. I am sleeping incredibly late, and the med update, I think, is part of the thing where...
Are you adding red wine to the to the dosage?
I'm not drinking at all. I haven't... can't remember when I had a beer last time. It's probably been since... it's been a while. But, yeah, it's...
Well, if you want to get rid of some of those beers from Florida, you can always pop over and take them.
Bring them to me.
Just grab a scooter and do a little drop off.
Scoots.
50-50.
I'll bring the jet over and some Lysol, and we'll be good.
Shame on you.
There is a podcast cooler fridge full of that beer. I mean, full of that beer. I'll show you, but it's kind of a mess in here. But anyway, the Ween thing, yes, maybe it's a call for help. I don't think it is. It's just a great band.
Maybe it's a cry for help. In retrospect, we hope it wasn't.
No, what it is I've been, I'll tell you guys.
You've been waving your dick in the wind. We get it.
I've been doing that. But now I'm starting a solo podcast called Going Dork about the darker side of life, UFOs, puppies, aliens, and seeing where people stand on that sort of thing.
And so that means that Ween comes up and staying up late comes up because of this.
Yeah, activities that distinguish oneself. Truly esoteric Illuminati type shit.
No, but when I was looking for music, the one Ween song that I remember that I was like, God, that would be an amazing song. Not that I would get clearance or whatever, but and that was Pink Eye on My Leg.
From that album? No way.
Can you hear that?
I used to sing Cold Blows the Wind to Gerard all the time to get him to sleep as a kid. And you, Dan, you still can. You can still sing that to Alfie if you want to lull him to sleep. There's some good lullabies on that album.
I won't be singing Spinal Meningitis to him. That's fine.
You're going to what, Dan? You're going to not sing what?
Spinomeningitis.
Yeah, no,
got me
certain,
down.
And I would not sing The Stallion to my son. I would not sing.
No.
I would not sing Baby Bitch to my son. I would not sing.
I would not sing Baby Bitch
Boy
to my son.
I would not sing. Anything on.
I would sing Voodoo. I'd sing Voodoo.
Say Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I mean,
he would sing Zoot Suit Riot to his son. He would sing Zoot Suit Riot is what you're confirming.
You know, this Kate doesn't listen to the podcast anyway, but maybe she'll hear me in earshot and yell at me. But with Zoot Suit Riot, we just sing Ding Dong Daddy and then throw back a bottle of beer and then Ding Dong Daddy and then whatever else you choose. It's just a funny little, you're going to say Ding Dong Daddy and then you can say, you know, throw my sphincter out of my butt. You know,
if you're thinking
you
about mollusks, if you think about something like sea anemones or sea cucumbers.
Yeah, then it's definitely butt reference there. Butt plug, butt pull, butthole, butt.
They'll have.
That's a funny joke. You know, it just froze. Saying,
I like that. Anything we screw up, we can be like, oh man, I don't know, it just froze.
You guys are sick. I like it. I really like how sick you are.
What else has happened, gents? What else is happening in your lives?
Med update for me. I was just wearing a heart monitor for the past couple of days as a follow up with the cardiologist after I had my recent angiogram. Yeah. I don't know if we talked about the old angiogram, but I had perfect arteries, and apparently. The heart monitor was, this is a one word quote, pristine. So between perfect and pristine, they don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. So it's got to be my flawed genes. Yeah.
Bastards.
It's got to be some sort of genetically weird.
But didn't they say that you had some extra beats?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Bootsy Collins amount of extra beats.
Bootsy Collins amount of beats. That's good. That's a good amount of beats. But not really, because if it's too much, it's too hot. So the hot tub is too hot.
Too hot.
I missed that. That actually froze.
There are too many. There were too many beats in my recovery phase, which was like a lot. And So we need to slow down my heart. So I'm taking some other drugs now. So
is that true?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, sorry.
Your heartbeat's accelerated.
I failed a stress test, okay. So it just meant I had some extra in there. But the extra didn't show up in my. It wasn't a blockage in my heart, in my arteries, and there wasn't extra in my day-to-day activities when I did stuff.
Okay.
So got a couple of prescriptions, and I'm taking them.
Good.
But none of them are antidepressants.
Here's my question.
And I listen to Ween less. I listen to more country music. I listen to bluegrass. I mostly listen to bluegrass because that's what Gerard wants to listen to. Gerard is basically ruling my world through two records right now, and I don't really have a choice. It used to be Raffy, so I should just shut the fuck up and be thankful.
It used to
just be the chorus from American Pie, so I should count my blessings every single day of my life. I remember that.
Oh, gosh.
It's not easy.
Here's a question, and if it's too personal, we don't have to talk about it on the podcast, but do they know that you smoke weed?
They,
the doctors?
Oh, you have to tell them.
Yeah.
Legally.
Good.
Legally. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you should, because that raises your heart rate. So.
I told them I smoked the other kind of weed. The kind that slows.
The kind that slows down your heart.
Gotcha. You got the lows. Yeah. The low weed.
Yeah.
No, but it's.
The low lows.
Not only that, I tried to reassure every nurse that came in that I was extremely cool and that I smoked weed. I lived by myself, single dad, 42.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? Yeah. Plenty. No, zero. Some tax write-offs, zero pension liability, zero debt.
Well, I mean, sorry, I'm picking a new background. It's very important.
Don't do it.
Oh yeah! Disney! Gosh, what the fuck?
This is Disneyland.
I have a med update, I guess.
Ah, are you on meds now?
Sorry, it froze.
I made my own.
Sorry, it froze. I saw your silly tincture video.
I made your silly tincture video. I took a half ounce of some chronic, ground it up. Put it in the oven at 230 for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I think I did 40 minutes. Then I put in Everclear and I shook it up, and it's been in my freezer ever since. I take it out a couple times a day and I shake the shit out of it. And I tried it once. I tried it once and I got very high, like to the point where it was a day that we weren't drinking. And Kate was like,
You fucked up.
Like, I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, you look fucked up. And so I guess I made it very strong.
That's what it means. It's working.
So if anybody wants any, let me know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely working.
Yeah. I think all the nurses at the cardiac catheterization lab would like to know about that.
they want the video, the recipe. Sorry, that was a yawn. Where is that picture taken, Mike, with the boy, the Bob's Builder helmet?
The tincture?
This is from Apple picking up. I think that would have been extra cool.
If you're like, yeah, I smoke weed and I also have tincture that I made.
What? Yeah, and I brought it with me to this life or death procedure. Wow.
What's happening?
Oh, there you go. What is your background, Dan?
Just a boy and his mother, Sally.
Is that you, really?
That's right. That's me. That's me as a baby, and there's my mom.
That's DP Tamborelli right there, as we like to call him back in those days.
Yeah, DP Tamborelli, because Dan's, my middle name is Paul. You're pretty good about DP. Oh, like director of photography? That's it. Okay, good. Because it better not be double penetration, because that's gross. My mom is right there.
It doesn't. That's 70s, Sally, right there. 80s? 70s? 80s when you were born?
That's 80s, Sally. 80, that's 80s,
early
Sally.
80s. 82. That's 82.
That's,
I'm like three months old there, 4 months old.
I can see the boy resemblance. For sure.
You can see the boy?
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. Alfie will grow up to have a healthy bowling ball sized head and flourish.
Yes, flourish. He will.
Yeah. Yes, good, he will. He was a good looking boy when we had a little video chat the other day.
Yeah, he's a sweet one.
You're not letting him get any of this tincture.
No, I'm not letting him get any of this tincture.
Caitlin has imposed. You guys have like a child. You guys have like a child lock on all your weed. You have little zip tie child locks on you on all of your weed that she signs and initials across them.
No, they go up. All that stuff goes up in the closet on the top shelf.
You know, kids can fly these days, right? You know, kids can fly these days.
Yeah, I hear they can. I hear they can fly. But he's okay. He's not flying too much. Only if I'm holding him up, and then he really likes it. And I do like the salt and pepper shaker thing with him, where I like throw him up, and then I pause him like at the top of my head, and I kind of go back and forth. And then I just let him go, and he shoots down, and I pick him back up, and he fucking loves that. Goes
I'm sure they paid out a lot of liability in Coney Island for stuff like that before they got shut down. Jeremy, yeah. Representing these streets.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Jeremy, strongly representing these streets. Yeah, it looks like you're on the east side.
He's on the wrong side, yeah. You're in the city. You know?
I don't.
It is very nice. Maybe? Did you take that picture?
I don't know. It looks pretty professional.
I don't think so.
For the listeners,
too composed.
If you're interested in what the hell we're doing, please go to our Patreon, and at the $5 level, you'll get these video podcasts and access to other stupid shit that we like to do. Like, we're going to start putting funny videos or songs that we make up.
Are you saying?
Maybe I'll post my tincture video on Patreon. No, we don't want to pivot to video because it's more of an added bonus in our quiver.
But yeah, you should talk about.
It's an added bonus.
You're gonna do quarantine covers, right?
Yeah, I think we should do a couple.
What the first one is.
I think we should.
Or do you want to wait?
I think we should ask people to suggest some quarantine covers for us at 347-470-8150. And we thank you for all the input that you give us via our only real connection to the outside world, the Danny and Mike voicemail hotline.
I hadn't heard another voice in 2 months until we did that first meeting.
I basically only touch my 3-year-old son and the phone.
You
touch me through your voicemails is what I'm trying to say inelegantly.
That's
except for that one Lake Erie guy. He's weird.
Hey man, everybody needs a platform.
This is Joe. This is Danny's friend. He didn't mean to do all that streaming. He just, he was busy with his kids, so he had to send me in. I'm sorry.
Why do you assume that he's my friend? You said that the last time too. Why? I don't know him.
I do not tour through Lake Erie region. You tour through the Lake Erie region.
Sure.
Hey, this is Jeremy. Yes. I'm not in on it.
I'm not. Now, look, anybody Jeremy, can call in and do whatever shit they want.
Jeremy
it's Jeremy's,
smells a fart
Jeremy's
on the Manhattan
one that-
Bridge. Jeremy, while crossing the Manhattan Bridge, smells a fart. What is going on? No, I do not like that. No, no, thank you.
I think it's time for you to change your background, Mike. And do you want to tell him? Do you want to announce what the first song is going to be? Because I know you have one you've been working on. I didn't know if you wanted to announce it and say, "Hey, if you join the Patreon for even $1, you can get this song."
Obviously not. Otherwise, you would have done it already.
So, Dan, you want
to? Oh, well, no. It's up to Mike. Does Mike want me to? It was Mike's idea. This is Mike's idea.
Just sing a bar.
The what? The sing a bar?
Just sing one bar.
Sing a bar. A cinnabar? I'm getting a new background for you.
Oh, great. Not going to be. So for the audio podcast listener.
Anywho, if you want to subscribe to our Patreon and hear a quarantine cover of a song of years past. It's not topical, but it feels good anyway.
Abso.
Like that CBD cream that Jeremy got.
Why?
Don't use that
stuff.
Yeah,
CBD's a ripoff. Don't tell anybody out there. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Yeah, they can just, that means they can just say it as CBD and you don't get anything. We should make sure you know. Always what? Know. What's the Mr. Show? Yeah, Mr. Show sketch from Drug and Cheese Hits. Only take what you can handle and always know your dealer.
I'm sorry. I never had HBO.
I saw them all on VHS. Dude.
Have you really never watched that?
HBO. I'm coming. I'm saying we've learned a lot about life? Each other today. We've learned about our medications, about Jeremy's inability to handle a simple geometric object like a fucking cone over a dog.
Yeah, he nailed you on that a little bit.
And you learned about me. I never had HBO growing up or ever really.
Does that mean you never watched it then?
I haven't ever had HBO. I am a virgin.
Whoa.
I think we need to do a
Hey fellas. Let's fix that.
I feel like we need to do one of these too. I think we should do that too for Patreon Absolutely. Members. Maybe we should do a couple like Zoom nostalgia personifieds and
there
we can just kind of mess around.
Not a bad idea. Or we could just recreate our favorite commercials from our youth. That was a thing that I wanted to do.
I'm into it. But commercials that you got or didn't get, like let's say you had one that was like, you know,
that'd be messed up. You'd have to really be upset that you missed out on that specific commercial to remember an audition for a commercial
you didn't get that you were upset about.
You really?
Because I nailed it and then I didn't nail it at the callback and I just felt fucked.
Kirk Cameron's going to introduce you?
Well, that's different.
Oh, that's not Kirk Cameron.
That is not Kirk Cameron.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, yeah. Let the baseball hat do the hairstyling job for you, Dace. If you just put a baseball hat on,
yeah.
Let the rest hat.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
They're like, Danny, do you know how to ice skate? And I was like, y'all motherfuckers don't know. I was the Mighty Ducks.
I got paid to ice skate.
But
I laced those ice skates up my damn self.
I just want to not be in the frame because it's so good. You know what I mean? Oh, there's old Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, I was nervous because she looked like she could take me. She could.
And she's taller than you on ice skates.
That's not
you
difficult.
Were on ice
yeah, that's
too,
not difficult.
You?
That's like matching up to a young skittish colt.
Well, you were on her turf. If you were on your turf, like land, then it would be a whole different. But you're on her ice.
At that point, Super Nintendo.
Jeremy,
at that point, Super
your...
Nintendo. I think it would have been more my turf.
Come on.
Hey, relax,
like
Tanya. Okay. You make it. Listen, you're making kissy faces. No, not at him. He's underage.
That's true. That's not Kirk Cameron.
I mean, it's not the first time that people have made kissy faces at an underage Danny Tamborelli.
That's weird, Dan. It's a weird
place.
Yeah,
usually it gets you a restraining order. Now it gets you a podcast. Lose your AOL account. Now it gets you a podcast.
Well, that's what you get, guys. We'll do some funny stuff like this on the Patreon. Yeah,
for the listener. For the listener.
We'll do that. Fun for the listener. And for the listener.
For the listener, Jeremy won't get his big head out of the way of my face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're saying it's
Having
you
a good
in the
time.
Video?
Hey-o!
Thank you for Jeremy encouraging us to share our meds. What have you been doing to help out your neighbors?
Well, every day at 7 o'clock, I go outside and I ring a bell for health workers. I have a cowbell.
You ring a bell?
Yeah, I mean, people go outside and they like.
Do you, do a Christopher Walken impression with your cowbell?
More cowbell. I don't know, but that's the number one person that people say I look like is a young Chris Walken, and I don't see it.
What they mean is that you look like a guy who would be believable that he went into a coma and came back with superpowers.
Speaking of superpowers,
or a guy who can pilot a mech, for that matter. You look like a mech pilot.
Mech 1, mech 2.
Macross Saga.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
I like how seamlessly Mike moves from back and from side to side. It is. Is your computer on a lazy Susan? What's going on?
It came with the mic, apparently.
ever since that day, I've never been without my silicone spray. Every surface is lubricated, friction free.
That is a very young baby G. That is
well, yeah. You can see from the year here that it's a while ago.
2017.
Yeah, it's a while ago, and I'm wearing today. Little meta action. We're wearing today the 2019 version because there's not going to be a 2020 version because there's no fucking way we're going to be back to normal by July. People, stop thinking that it's more productive to keep pressing the snooze button on life instead of just be realistic and say it's going to take a long time and let's get used to it because the government is not filling in the gaps that they created because they'd rather do nothing and let us fight.
I would say amen to that.
So the answer is to get, Jeremy, according to Jeremy's background, the answer is to get intelligent, transforming, fighting robots and do our battles in the skies over our planet, thus dooming everybody to ruin and destruction. I'm not there yet. I want to seize a means of production. And I also want to give Ilhan Omar a Gundam. So I guess I'm three quarters of the way there.
You know, they were roommates, the Robotech guy and the Transformer guy, and they swore that each one of them ripped off the other. Did you know that?
You're making that up.
Yeah. No, check it out. Yeah. They were roommates in college, and I guess like some drunken night, they were talking about like this idea they had for like,
what do you think of these, when you like, look at vehicles. The skies? I think Max and Transformers are separate, but I can't believe I'm gonna defend the roommate. I definitely think that they're distinct concepts. Is that crazy?
It's the same idea. They're like, look, we're gonna get these things and transform into other things.
One thing is autonomous, one thing is piloted by a human and takes three different forms.
Right. Well, it wasn't robot, Transformers. It was Voltron. It was Voltron and Robotech.
Voltron,
my bad.
And Robotech. I'm saying, like, no, whichever it is, you better not be fucking with me because I would kill you. This is worse than learning about Puma and Adidas, and it's only because one of the brothers was more of a Nazi than the other. Look it up yourself.
Okay.
That's one of your favorite things to say on Twitter. Look it up yourself. I don't have the answers. What are you asking me for? Go look it up.
I never.
I'm trying to get all these old videos to play, and none of them will work as a background. So I think we're just going to have to stick with good old cute.
Good old you again? There you go. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So, gentlemen, I have a question. You ready? Scratch my back.
Yeah.
What have you done in the last 6 weeks since being quarantined that you haven't done the previous 20 years of your life?
I didn't pay my taxes on time.
I'm getting a refund for the first time in a long time, which I'm very happy about. Very good timing.
I didn't do my taxes yet.
You didn't even do it. You didn't even do it. I filed them. I just didn't pay them.
Yeah. Why? Oh, because you owe money and you're just saying fuck you? Yeah, you should say fuck you. Nobody should pay taxes,
wow,
period.
Wow, right, we've really made it.
Nobody should pay taxes. Nobody should pay rent. Nobody should pay their mortgage. When small business loans give banks $10 billion in fucking fees. I don't know. It doesn't stop anywhere. I paid my rent this month only because I can.
Isn't that the reason that we all pay rent?
No, because sometimes you have to. But I have a rent-controlled apartment, and I can pay, so I will.
All right.
If I had a market rate three-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, I would be fucked right now, and I would not be paying rent.
$4,000 for a one-bedroom?
Jesus. I don't know.
It's not that bad.
It's far.
Unless you want tile. Do you want tile?
Oh, God. Guys, I just dropped my CBD relief seltzer.
Shout out to,
on the ground.
First Magnitude? Where was it? $3.
$3.
I did want to...
Maybe. I don't know if we should shout them out because they're not allowed to sell it because it's not legal yet. But they gave it to us. We didn't buy it.
I did.
Oh, that makes it legal.
I did. I'm emailing myself some.
What did I do? Well, what did any of us do that we hadn't done in the last 20 years? You
said
pay taxes. That's really it.
Paid my taxes on time. I didn't do it.
You filed. You didn't pay.
Right.
I didn't pay.
Right.
Don't tell anyone.
I just wanted to, this is sort of in line with what I talked about with the going dork thing with the podcast. I'd like to
Well, what did you say? You didn't say what you were... What,
that's true.
You asked a question
and
say,
no,
nobody really
said,
answered.
He said he goes outside and hits the cowbell. What do you do, Danny?
Yeah, I've never intentionally made noise outside like that before.
That's interesting. Yeah, I never... I don't know. I've never hand sanitized my hands so much and like cleaned all of the doorknobs and the light switches and the fucking fixtures and all the like that's something I don't think I like ever really like I never ever thought about ever Lysoling like my fucking light switches and stuff, which is gross because thinking about it, you're like, yeah, you probably should. I'm getting myself some matcha.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you for the gallon of matcha, Kate. It was much better than having to listen to Jim Morrison.
He spilled his CBD drink. Gentlemen, I'd like to go through something with you. This is sort of on par with the podcast that I just talked about starting called Going Dork. This is going to freak you guys out. It's just going to freak you guys out. This is an image of Cholito. Okay. Oh, it's not going to work like that.
I do not want to see a bloody wound, dude.
No, you're not seeing bloody wounds. All right. So that's
thank the Lord.
That's Cholito. You see him?
Yeah. This is Cholito.
Do you see?
This is your brain on Cholito.
Do you see anything weird about this picture?
Yes.
Okay. What is it? This is just a picture I took of a dog.
I understand.
So,
the earth.
Can you look back here?
Yes.
That's a human face. That's a ghost face.
That's not a ghost face. It's just some light hitting the curtains.
Okay,
dude.
That is a UV light for my plants.
Yeah,
the lighting.
There's nothing ghost about it. What you're looking at is a three-dimensional object on a two-dimensional plane.
Okay, I take that into consideration.
It's as much as a face of Jesus burned into the toast.
It looks like Mel Blanc or somebody from the.
Take off, you hoser!
Like somebody from the.
Oh, the hat I got for Christmas is too big.
So that's
what were you saying about your dog did that you know you neglected your dog?
That's not what I was saying at all, and I didn't. What I was saying, wow, nice matcha, dude. What I was saying,
yeah.
That's the first picture I took. Ready? First picture I took, and then I thought, what the heck? I'm gonna go back in there and take another picture, right? Because that's what you do.
No, you didn't.
And so I did the next day. This is the next day. You ready? But are you ready?
Probably not.
No dog.
It's gone.
No dog this time.
The dog's gone.
But the face is still there in a different position.
Bro, That's understand.
It's the same
it looks
dude.
Like the same position to me. It's a different angle.
You know what you just?
Yeah,
you know what you did? You
dude.
Just like did this to the dog. You're like, get out of the way, yeah. And you took the same picture 1 second later. You're not fooling anybody.
Actually, what you did was that's when you knocked the cone off, and then
no.
He was so nervous. He was so nervous.
All right,
this one I'm definitely going viral this time.
So this is number two. All right, so this is.
It looks like a big pile of number two to me.
Okay, Mike. And then this is. I said I can't believe what's happening here. I took another picture.
I said I can't believe it's no butter.
It got blurry. And then I took.
I feel like I just heard him go click, 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 enhance, click, 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 enhance, click, 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 enhance.
This is the other picture I took. Here it comes. Get ready.
For the listener, this is not fun for you.
I'm not enjoying this.
Well, we're sorry. I can see. Yeah, you know, it actually looks
like
Gigi Allen.
Do you guys remember Fester's Quest?
No, I think it looks like Sinestro of the DC Green Lantern Corps.
Sinestro.
Wow.
Doesn't it look like
Sinestro? Nice. Yeah, I can see that.
What does he lead? Like the purple rings? He's like an evil ring. He's not one of the good rings. We did a whole fucking episode on the rings.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. I think it's just the light playing tricks on you, and that's okay.
Bro, you got to get outside. You got to get outside.
What is unexplainable, and we didn't talk about on this podcast, is the video that my mom sent me from the ring that they have on the front porch of the house that they live in that went off. Suspiciously.
Before you do that,
because
I have that video and I'll show it, but before you do that, this is the last photo I took before smushing the curtains. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to go smush the curtains.
Because I really want to anger whatever Aztec deity
is. And then you
can
still freaking see it, man.
You can't see shit.
You can. Right there. Right. Right there's a, there's a nose.
For the listener.
There's the mouth.
For the listener, you're listening to the death of podcast as a genre.
I don't know. Yeah, people love these science fiction podcasts, brother.
These true crime science fiction podcasts. Yeah, where you can clearly see the mouth of Zool in the painting.
Zool. Who did you say it was?
Sinestro.
Oh, okay. Sinestro. How do you spell that?
Sinestro. It's from the lanterns. Remember, we did a whole fucking thing on the lanterns.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. It was
tan
a funny bit.
Tan lanterns,
you did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's the same, though, man. Yeah, I don't think that's the same.
Yeah, it looks just like Sinestro.
Here's what I thought it was.
That one right there.
I used to love this video game.
Oh, for the NES?
Yeah,
that's a good
that's
one.
That's Fester right there.
You know, there's about two video games that belong in it's their own genre, and they're A Boy and His Blob and Fester's Quest.
What about...
They're just so fucking weird and take so many items to finish.
What about Paperboy?
No. Paperboy is like...
I love Paperboy.
Paperboy was actually the Zaxxon of the 90s. If you remember Zaxxon...
Blood.
Zaxxon, you're trying to negotiate a 3D set at an angle, and Paperboy was the same thing. There were just more obstacles and occasionally mud.
Apparently, there's a Wii version of the Boy and His Blob, Boy and a Blob. And the Patreon viewer is seeing all my horrible grammar when I type things.
And the people that have been carrying us, the listeners. I'm not getting anything.
I don't know.
I feel like
there's a lot of people out there that love old Nintendo, especially shit like this. I mean,
but I'm telling you that I think that these are two games that kind of stand out by themselves as tough, complicated, so many goddamn items, item driven.
Yeah, I didn't get into
not like when you think about
those item driven games, except for Wolfenstein 3D.
When you think about Zelda, you're collecting all these damn things to complete your quest, especially when you look at what you started with versus what you finished with.
This was one of my favorites right here. You ready? Low G Man. Remember this one?
No.
No. Yep. Low Gravity Man. That means he can kind of fly. He just floats. He can't really. He can't totally fly.
He can cancel gravity for a time.
Slowly, he farts to move in whatever direction
he
needs to go.
And it's an obvious ripoff of like 6 different NES games. But I really liked it, Low G Man, and I thought it was hard. And oh, here's a little look at that.
I'm not looking at it.
Yes, you can't look at it if you're listening to this podcast episode, because you know then it's just us talking shit.
For the listener, for the listener, it's
Dan,
Jeremy's
fault. Would you say something like, "Oh, what's that one with the?" Can you think of another NES game that was so item driven like that, like A Boy and His Blob? And
I don't know. I was an Atari guy. I didn't get to play the Nintendo. I played was Simpsons game and Double Dragon and Contra and stuff that didn't require
items.
Picking up and having a lot of time to do, because I could only play them for like
at friends' houses,
an hour or so at friends' houses.
It definitely affects which type
of
games
exactly.
you're gonna work in. Makes sense.
What about Mega Man? You guys, Mega Man. Bubble.
Well, that was kind
of
like you had to get this item to kill that guy. You had to get the Cut Man and there was an order for everything.
Oh my God, River
Cut Man! I went first.
River City Ransom. There were some
good westerns. There were some good westerns back then.
All right. Well, that's our little NES /
Meds update
slash games.
Thanks from the NES. From the NES corner, where Danny looks very out of his element.
Oh wait, you can do some
much
Sega
about
Genesis,
it.
Dan.
It was Atari. It was a Nintendo and Atari, and then Super NES, then Genesis.
Heyo.
You can't beat asteroids.
That was
That's
a
true.
Fun one. What is this?
Original Pac-Man.
Is this your version?
Pac-Man? Were you pulling these? He's pulling these off his
knick-knack
shelf.
I was going to say, this is Jeremy's version of John Waters saying, if you go home with somebody and they don't have books, don't fuck them.
But I have these on the shelf.
Yeah. And then, he's like, oh, cool Ataris. Okay, I guess we can fuck.
This one's kind of rare. Wormore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wormore 1.
That's your retirement cartridge, right? Nobody can steal that one.
I have a few others. What else we want to chat about? Maybe I won't talk about things that are visual anymore, since we're doing a podcast for people.
I mean, I think that would be fair. I feel like we can dip in and out.
Kind of like the reception on Jeremy's Zoom.
Hey, I think it's good.
No, it's actually been pretty good. Even though
I'm sorry, whatever you did, whatever you said that wasn't funny.
I guess everything.
Sorry, you froze. Sorry, you froze.
And now this podcast is solely Zooms. It's no one else's, because now we're doing them over Zoom, and so they own our property.
We are grateful for the people who are doing the jobs out there that suck extra right now, even more than usual. And you should get paid. You shouldn't just get called fucking heroes.
That's true. It's one thing to have something nice said to you, but hazard pay deserves to be paid.
I'm glad I had this relationship with my bacon dealer, as Danny said earlier. Always know your dealer.
Mike, we got to get you to watch
some
of that shit.
The FDA has recently loosened all kinds of rules about keeping slaughterhouses clean and stuff like that. As a consequence, the workers are saying, we're trapped in here. We can't keep clean. We can't keep safe. So the food supply in the U.S. is not getting any safer with all this bullshit. And people should take care of themselves, do what you have to. And we're grateful to the farmers out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said, Michael. And also, you know what? If you're struggling, give us a shout in the DMs. We don't have a lot, you know, but if you're really struggling, you need some meds, whatever, give us a shout. Maybe we can help. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll listen. Yeah.
I mean, none of us here are licensed.
We're not
going to
prescribe
physicians
you meds.
Or therapists. We can't prescribe you meds. But if you want some of my t-shirt, just hit my DMs and maybe I'll send you some.
Stay safe and healthy out there. We love you.
Yes. Before we go,
listen. You can listen to Ween. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Just listen to Ween with moderation.
That's right. Check out us on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Danny and Mike. We'll put this
with the ant spelled out.
Sure. Yeah. I've been putting these up as for just anybody. If you donate a dollar a month, you get these videos.
Thanks, everyone.
Zoom videos. And then the other ones we'll keep at $5. But check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike. Also, the Last Podcast Network, check them out. They have a new show called The LPN Show that hopefully us three can host that one of these days. I'm hoping. I don't know. Just a dream. Just a boy with a dream. It is.
Well, at least you said boy.
Yeah. A boy and his mollusk.
A 75-year-old boy.
It's Benjamin Button. The beginning.
For the record, I look better than both of you. Okay. Moving on to look at me. Look how healthy I look.
That's it.
Not so much.
That's it. I
When the matcha goes, the podcast has got to go too.
I thanked everybody for helping us because the podcast was over. You plugged the Patreon. You plugged us.
Right. Check out Michael C. Marone at Michael C. Marone on the Twitter. Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the Twitter. At Danny Tamborelli on the Insta. I'm at Jeremy Balin. Check out my new podcast called Going Dork. It's going
to
be up in May.
Listen to The Mollusk by Ween. It's a meditative journey.
Absolutely. And then give us a shout on our voicemail, 347-470-8150, and you might be on the next episode, gentlemen.
Unless you're from Ohio.
It's been real good.
It has been real. If you're looking for music recommendations, listen to Nick Lowe's Jesus of Cool. I've been listening to it on repeat. It's been fun quarantine music.
Maybe that'll be in the next month's newsletter. I didn't do a newsletter this month because of obvious reasons. Yeah.
You bastard.
All right, y'all.
It's a bi-monthly newsletter.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. This month. Yeah. Thank you all.
It's a bi-monthly newsletter. Bye.
Please take care of your health workers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.